this is a circa 1980 vintage boat. Most of the manways on the boat, whether you come in from the main deck or you go into the control room in the forepeak, used to be combed. In other words, they had watertight doors on them. And they're 2 feet high to avoid, you know, splashes and that sort of thing. So I have scars on my shins from the last 20 years showing the travel in and out of these doors. And
can I see?
Well, I don't know if you can see anymore, but oh yeah, there's that's a new one. But they're, you know, the shins are just all damaged all through here.
Oh my God, you've got a new kind of scab there.
I did that the other day, not on these, but I don't know if I have any scars. You can see the scar tissue there, you know. Because inevitably you'd be in a hurry and you'd run into the boat and then all the acronyms and four-letter words would come flying out of your mouth. You go, yeah, and off we go. But we've since fixed that. We now have nice little doors and breezeways. They're, you know, we modernized the boat a little bit. We had a fire on board 1 year. Through that hatch is where we have the main power equipment for the ROV. We went out to a place called Pioneer Seamount on an overnight trip on this boat, and we were in the water with the ROV and working away, and all of a sudden somebody said, smoke. I smell smoke. And I went, no. And we went down into the companionway, and here's our main power transformer overheating because we'd been running so long, and I believe it was the wires. It was starting to melt in smoke. And so it was, you know, a panic, really, but a horrible trip. Horrible trip.
So what did you have to throw water on it? Or?
Oh, no. You don't do that. No. You turn it off. You just turn it off.
And then it stops smoking.
Well, it'll cool down and stop smoking. Once you remove the source of the heat, which is the electricity, you know, it'll cool down and stop smoking, and we fix it after that.